Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Noise from the Second Floor. I'm Grant.
I'm William.
And this is our podcast. We're doing the first one here, and we're just going to be talking about some random stuff from the apartment here. All right. Well, my name's Grant. Quick introduction. This is my fifth year in college. Changed majors after 4 years in engineering to history. Hoping to do something cool with that. And living here in Azusa. And yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's my cue. I'm William. I'm in my fourth year and graduating in May with a degree in film. And yeah, I'm currently residing in Fullerton. And yeah, I just made the trek up here to do this podcast for today. See what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, how was your break? School's coming up. You got school way later than I do. I started Monday. Well, I guess she could be the date. Today's what, the 10th?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
January 10th, 2009.
Yeah, I don't go back till I believe the 26th, so it's been a decent break.
Yeah. You just been working?
Yeah.
Well, my break worked the whole time, but the company downsizing. So I got laid off. The 20th will be my last day there, applying at a bunch of places. So.
And what place are you applying at?
I turned in my application at Elephant Bar and TGI Fridays and at Acapulco's and BJ's. There we go. I had the interview next week at BJ's, and Elephant Bar said they'd call. And so.
Right on.
It's the hope. That'd be awesome.
You going to be hosting or giving people their food?
I'll be hosting at first. It's one of those things you got to work up to it.
Gotcha.
So.
No tips.
Well, no, see, I've heard like some places do. Where like the host and the hostesses get a share of the tips. They don't get as much, but they get like a little bit of everyone's tips.
So it's that's like cool. At the end of the day. Cool. All right.
You're like, hey, I got $10 in tips. Okay, we'll give us like 5 cents for the host. I don't know how all that works. So I'll be finding out soon, hopefully. Like I said, got the interviews next week. So yep.
All right.
So. And work's going well for you?
Yeah, it's just a lot of sitting on my ass doing nothing at a computer. I mean, people give me money and I give them money back. It's very simple.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's break this down. We're going to do this kind of in sections, I guess. And so, first we're going to be talking about movies.
Movies!
At the start of the new year, we're going to be talking about last year in movies. So, he said it's the 10th, new year. All right, give us your favorite movies last year. We're not looking for like a top five, just favorite movies.
Just favorite movie. Well, in my opinion, last year was the year of the bat. Everything
yes.
was basically 2008 was leading up to and looking back on The Dark Knight, July 18th, right smack in the middle of the year.
Yep.
By far the best movie experience of the year.
It was pretty awesome.
It was amazing.
And I let's see you. No, I picked you up. No, you brought.
I brought people. I brought some people.
And Matt Perry. Yeah.
That's a character there.
Yeah.
A
good one. Good one. Good character.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Your sister and your cousin went down at what 9 in the morning.
Yep.
To get in line.
They were
fourth in line.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Right up at the front. Put some chairs out, ate some food, which we paid for.
Apparently.
For them to sit there all day for the midnight release. We went down to the Irvine Spectrum, saw it at the IMAX, which was amazing. And I definitely agree.
Yes. By far the greatest movie viewing experience I've ever had.
And I agree. It was amazing. We went in, and it was like going to a sports game. They had like the beach balls going around that we were shooting.
People screaming, doing the wave, and just you got that one guy wearing the costume, and then everyone else just laughing their asses off.
Yeah. Yeah, and like even the security guard got into it. He was telling us around, you know, standing up front, telling us that he's going to be walking around, making sure no one's recording it, because it's a midnight release, and they don't want it on, you know, BitTorrent, which is awesome.
That's kind of something you know about, right?
Yeah, I know a little bit about BitTorrent. Probably more than I should. Not anymore. Thank you, Charter Cable in Azusa, for stopping that. Sending me letters. I think I got three. And
three letters for what? Wait.
Well, it was all one download session. I was sitting there downloading a bunch of stuff off. Let's see, what did I use? I was using Azurius and Pirate Bay.
Ooh.
That was the combination. Pirate Bay website. Azurius, Fuse. Now they changed their name. So I was using that. What was I downloading? I was downloading Baby's Mama.
Oh, so that makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see. Stephen Colbert's I Am America and So Are You.
Okay.
Which was really good. It was a audiobook.
Audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember there was another one. But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I got letters for each one saying that if they caught us again that they would cut our cable, and that would suck a lot.
Wow,
so
that's pretty crazy they were able to trace you.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff like that. I found out dig.com, check it out. They that's my little shout out.
It's your little plug for the evening.
Yeah. Kevin Rose, Alex Albrecht, you know, if you listen to this, you know, shout back. I've been following stories because I read about the different, like, BitTorrent and Pirate Bay and stuff like that. Because Pirate Bay is based in, I want to say, Sweden. And the copyright laws are different over there, so the police have not been able to shut it down. And, you know, as many times as they tried. So, I was downloading from there. And I forgot where I was going with this story. So, but yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right.
So, okay, back to the... Okay, so Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yes. That was definitely...
That's your favorite?
That was...
Definite favorite movie experience.
Movie experience. But I think it was my favorite movie of the year.
Okay.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Not overall, obviously. But it's up there.
What would be your favorite movie all time?
See, I can't do that. Oh,
you gotta know it down. I know you got your different genres.
I've got the different genres and everything, so...
Okay, so take the top movies and all your genres, and then just be like, well, that one's better than all those.
Well, superhero flicks, Dark Knight takes them all, like, hands down.
Yeah,
definitely. Obviously. Anything with science fiction or anything, Jurassic Park, Dinosaurs Rock, ever since a little kid, you know, pretend to be T-Rex in the backyard. Comedy / drama, I don't know. Garden State is definitely one of my favorite movies, I must say.
Yeah,
it's not just the movie itself, it's just, I watch that and good things happen after. I can't explain it.
Well, and remade part of that.
We did. Soon, that video will be posted online, for those that you don't know, which would be all of you. A couple semesters ago, I had an assignment to recreate a scene from a movie, and our friend Grant here played Andrew Largeman and his ex-girlfriend who...
That's how we met.
Yeah, that's how we met, through my friend who was his ex-girlfriend, which is kind of strange, played the lead, and it was interesting.
It was fun. It was fun at the time. It's still fun looking back on it.
It's, yeah.
Sure. It's just weird because, like, we're ex now. We're, like, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend.
That
like,
is very true. And seeing that you guys in that situation.
Yeah.
Although, the outtakes were my favorite part. Oh. Setting your finger in the chocolate rain. And her little blah, 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 blah. Like, which was took 50 takes,
oh
which
my
really
gosh.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah. That should have been one take in the bag. And it took... Oh, God. We were in her room for...
Like 8 hours.
The whole day. It was like, we got up, started doing that, set up all the lights, like, because it was a lighting thing.
It was, because we started and it was bright sunlight outside. It was perfect atmosphere. The sun coming through the window looked just like the scene in the movie. And halfway through our footage, it's pitch black outside, and we stuck a spotlight on a tripod out the window, and you could tell.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, what's funny is because it's like the scene's only, what, like 2 or 3 minutes, if that?
Yeah.
And, like, you can tell that outside it's different.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it was like 8 hours. This one cut from one angle to the other, and it's like day night. So.
Okay, so Dark Knight, Garden State.
Yeah, I have a large variety of movies.
All right, well, then let's just stick with 2008, last year. So Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, Iron Man was another awesome film. I don't know, with the comedy. Oh, Role Models. Role Models, of course, was
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
There were some disappointments, though, last year. I mean, looking forward.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Well, while we cover what yours was, then maybe I'll have something to say off that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a few. I saw way more movies than you did.
You had a lot more free time than I did.
Yeah, I sit and I watch them online.
At work? What? Who said that?
So let's see. Yeah, definitely Dark Knight. Not my favorite, but definitely favorite movie experience. My favorite movie last year that I saw, Frost Nixon, was phenomenal.
Wait, did you see it last year, or was it after the new year?
Oh, I saw it this year, but it came out last year, so I'm kind of throwing it in there.
Okay.
Definitely the best movie that came out last year, in my opinion. The acting was phenomenal. The story was great. And it's a true story, which I also love. I love when they do true stories. So, yeah, say Frost Nixon, Dark Knight. Throwback way back to January, Cloverfield. Cloverfield. I thought it was amazing. You know, it had that handheld camera feel like Blair Witch Project, which was terrible, minus that terribleness. And, you know, it's like J.J. Abrams did it, and the whole story was like he went over to Japan with his son, and like he saw all this Godzilla stuff, and you know, he felt like Asia has their monster and America doesn't. We've kind of like we picked up that back with like Matthew Broderick and Jean Reno in the Godzilla that was here, but again, it's Godzilla, so he's trying to create his own monster that's American, that people equate with America.
That was an interesting idea. However, he didn't really quite accomplish that, because it's really hard to do that when you don't show the monster except for like 2 seconds. So how can we take this monster to be our own without even seeing it?
Yeah, so. I agree. But it was good. I thought it was a really good story.
Yes, I mean, I'm just disappointed I only saw it on DVD. I didn't get to see it in theaters and sick like everybody else, apparently.
I didn't get sick, but I don't get motion sickness that much, so.
Yeah.
Did when I was younger, but now I can do the whole reading in a car thing, so. Let's see. Oh, Charlie Bartlett was another one of my favorites. Robert Downey Jr., one of my favorite actors. Kat Dennings, who was also in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which was great. Probably not in the top 10 from last year, but it was a great story. But Charlie Bartlett was amazing. Great story. Definitely look that one up. Actually, I got that for my sister for Christmas. What else was that? Iron Man. So with Dark Knight, I thought the Dark Knight was better put together, and the story was better, and the acting was better. Like, everything about it was just better. I thought Iron Man was more entertaining.
It was more comical. I agree on that aspect. But I don't think Batman was meant to be entertaining in that sense at all.
No, it was definitely, like, I wouldn't take a kid to see that movie. That, you know, it's PG-13 rating, but, like, that's close. Like, there were some pretty good scenes in there. Iron Man was really good. Let's see. I'm trying to remember all those movies that came out last year.
There were a few comedies later on. There was Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express. Step Brothers.
Step Brothers
was great. Yeah, you got the role models.
Zach and Mary. Kevin Smith returns.
Finally. I think that movie was great. The story was great. Definitely not as funny, I would say. Like, it was definitely the better story than he's done in the past. You know?
Yeah, it was more mainstream than his past work.
Yeah. So, and then you got, Seth Rogen.
Despite the risque subject matter.
Oh, yeah. But, that whole, Utah, banned the movie or something. Like, they wouldn't show it in any of the theaters. And I don't get that, because I didn't think it was...
The Mormon community up there,
I didn't think it was bad enough. You know, it started out at the NC-17. They did some cuts, and they got the R rating, finally. But, I don't know, there was a movie that came out called, Rate This Movie or something like that, and it was all about the MPAA. It was like a documentary, and they were trying to find out how they rate movies and who does this, and, you know, they did all the background on when it was created, that it's going to be parents with kids in a small age range, like 4 to 16 or something like that. Like, you have to have kids in that age to be in the group. And they found out through all their research and, camping outside the building, that the people that are rating these movies are, 70, 80. Ridiculous, you know? So they're obviously going to be more offended by a movie like that. Which sucks, but, I'm not there to...
Welcome to America.
Yeah, the prudes of the prudes who came here, So, another great one, Kung Fu Panda, I thought was awesome. Gave that to my little
brother.
Yeah, he'll be 2 this year. Gave that to him for Christmas. I loved that movie. The whole beginning where he's having this dream. It's like, I will blind you with awesomeness. And so he's like, I'm blind from your awesomeness. That was great. I know you're going to have a problem with this, but I'm going to put this out there. I thought The Happening was pretty good. I wouldn't put it in my favorites. It was good. Part of that is because I'm such a huge fan of M. Night Shyamalan. I thought Lady in the Water was awesome. The Village was advertised wrong, I think. They tried to make it seem like a scary movie, and then you see it, and it's not at all. But I thought the idea behind that movie was really cool, because that's something that can really happen. Signs, it's like the aliens, not really going to happen.
So you think plants, I know, spoiler alert, sending out a toxin is more believable than aliens?
I'm not saying it's believable. I'm just saying the movie was entertaining. John Leguizamo, I think, is awesome. Zooey Deschanel, gorgeous. Just got engaged to the lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie. Mark Wahlberg.
Fact from Grant.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, awesome. So, I thought it was pretty good. His first R-rated movie, which was pretty neat.
Really? It was R-rated?
Yeah, that was right. Well, because you had that guy getting, cut up by the mower and stuff.
But they didn't really show anything.
Well, I think it was also just the shock and awe of it. They got the people hanging in the trees.
That's true. Very true.
People flying through windshields.
The idea behind the movie was very interesting and unique. However, I think the way they went about it and the acting wasn't exactly the way it should have done. I didn't believe it.
Okay.
At all. It was...
Fair enough.
It was very... It reminded me of a soap opera with toxic plants. So...
All right. I can see that. I can see that. So, I still think it was good. But, again, I'm biased because I like M. Night Shyamalan and I like John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
It's good.
I mean...
The Incredible Hulk.
I was rather impressed with it, yes.
After The Hulk, which came out like 2003.
2003.
With Ang Lee.
Ang Lee. Oh.
Was awful.
I have yet to see it, and I do not plan on seeing it anytime
soon. That was just 10 kinds of awful. I mean, it was just terrible. This one, way, way better. William Hurt.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
Definitely one of my favorites.
Awesome. It was just, that was great. Let's see.
Scroll down the list.
Yeah, we're looking at what came out.
Owen, Ohio.
That's a great movie. That came out a long time ago, though. We watched that a little while ago, and it was awkward because then girls showed up, and it's not necessarily it's not mixed a mixed company, company movie. Sex Drive. Okay, that was.
Did you
actually,
ever see it?
I did. I finally saw that. Wanted to see it in theaters, didn't, and it was really funny. Definitely. It was kind of like Zack and Mary, in the sense that, you know, the whole movie is really funny, and then it gets to the end and it gets like more serious. And, you know, Zack and Mary did that. It was one of those where it just like kept going, and it was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious, and then it's like serious, and it ends on a serious note, which is kind of awkward. I thought Zack and Mary did that too.
It did a little bit,
you know. So you got the love story, which I mean, you know, Sex Drive, same sort of thing.
A serious note for Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even Dogma, I think the
Dogma had a serious subject matter.
But the movie itself was. Ridiculous. Amazing.
Before we continue in the fall one, I think we have to go back to summer. WALL-E.
Yes.
How can we forget about WALL-E?
Yes, WALL-E. WALL-E was awesome. Oh, definitely a more adult movie, I would say.
Which is strange because it's just a robot that can barely say his own name.
Yeah, but like the subject matter that movie deals with, kids just will never understand. They'll see that movie and they'll just be like, oh, WALL-E is so cute and Eve. You know, but the subject matter in that movie was like definitely meant more for adults. You know, these
a lot of visual pop culture jokes that only people of a certain age would understand.
Yeah,
that's very true.
But awesome movie. Considering, you know, how little dialogue there really is, you know, that was great. So
Saw 5, yes.
Okay.
It wasn't the greatest of the series. I agree totally that it is an installment of
a
great franchise.
Saw is amazing, the whole series. This one definitely, not my least favorite. Let's say the third. Was it the third?
I think it was number two that was really bad.
Well, so one was they were in the bathroom. Two was. In the house? I think they were in the house in that one. That's the one with Beverly Mitchell.
A bunch of people in the house, yeah.
Three was the bad one. Three was the one where the guy, like, they got that chick that's being hosed down, she's naked, and he has to, like, reach his hand. And that one's the worst. Yeah. That's definitely the worst one. Okay, but five, I would put right above that. Not, like, right above it. Wait, like, above it, but definitely behind... You know,
yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great transitions in the film, a lot of great things about it. I just don't think it ended the same way the others did. It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of tied everything together and left it open, whereas the others left you with some questions still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agree. Australia.
It's great.
Was amazing. Definitely in the top top five. Yeah.
Top five? Okay.
I thought it was really good. The acting, not so much. I don't think anyone's gonna get nominated for that, but the cinematography, story.
Those landscapes were amazing.
That was all great. Milk was great. Sean Penn, I think, will get the Oscar for this movie. I thought it was amazing. Another true story again, same Frost Nixon. And that was just a phenomenal story.
You guys not like any movies?
Yeah, we're gonna get.
We're getting to that. These are just the highlights.
Yeah,
this is. Chet, we're going to go back.
My roommate's Chet. We're talking in the background because we're sitting in our living room here.
Again, this is our first podcast, so this is very guerrilla style.
And just got finished watching The Visitor with Richard Jenkins, who. Was the dad in Step Brothers, and that was really good. Ending was kind of awkward. Definitely not what I wanted to see, but the movie overall, the story is really, really good. 7 Pounds, Will Smith. I don't know what the budget or like how much it brought in, but Will Smith has like 12 movies or something that he's done in a row that have all made over $100 million, something like that. You know, he had Hancock come out this summer. Yeah, that made like 120 or I don't know. 7 Pounds was good. All right. Disappointments. We've got a few. First and foremost, Quantum of Solace. Got to throw that out there. Definitely.
The biggest disappointment. It wasn't the worst film of the year, but it was the biggest disappointment.
Yes.
It had high hopes.
There was nothing James Bond-like about it, except for the first 3 minutes, car chase.
And his name was James Bond.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. You know, and it's... Oh.
It wasn't Casino Royale. It just wasn't.
No.
Not I think that's all we really need to say about it.
Another disappointment for me. Curious Case of Benjamin Button was very long, very slow, and kind of like last year or no, 07, I guess it's like this. And the There Will Be Blood. It's just the movie drums along and ends. There's no climax. No point of real conflict.
That was 08. That was 08. January.
No, because it was up for Oscars last year. But the movie has to come out by December 31st.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I just didn't see it till then.
Yeah, so it was like that, where it just kind of drummed along for a really long time and then ended. If there was any climax, it was right at the end. That whole scene at the end of There Will Be Blood.
The milkshake.
Yeah, I drink your milkshake.
My milkshake.
Like, just... I don't know. And it's gotten so much hype, and it's bugging me, because...
And the fact it was, like, 3 hours long.
Yeah. It just... Yeah. Too much. Too much for... Yeah, I don't even know.
Is there much else we have to say about movies? I don't know.
Looking forward to.
Yeah, okay.
This year.
Transformers 2.
It's going to be awesome.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah. Okay, but the movie, after seeing all the previews and stuff like that, the movie I'm looking the most forward to right now is Taken.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Which Liam Neeson. Amazing. Looks phenomenal. And they came out with a 5-minute trailer for it that I watched several times. It's awesome. Yeah. So that is going to be awesome. I don't know if we can count this. Dark Knight's getting re-released.
I'm going to count it.
Fanboys comes out. Kristen Bell. Another true story.
Yeah.
About his kid who has terminal cancer. His friends go to Lucas Ranch to steal the Phantom Menace so that he can see it before he dies.
Now, this movie was supposed to be released like
long
3 or 4 years ago, and it's just now getting released. I believe it was due to the fact they wanted Kevin Smith to do a cameo, and due to his somewhat busy schedule, they had to wait because they wanted it that badly.
Yeah, well...
Which hopefully is worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really good. And Kristen Bell's in it, so...
And there's a lot of celebrity...
Cameos
in it.
X-Men's Origins. Wolverine
looks sick.
Amazing. And we saw the preview for that. What movie did I see? There's a preview. Oh! Day the Earth Stood Still. When I saw that, the Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
They had a preview for that. And that was more exciting than the movie. And I love Keanu Reeves, but that was just okay.
We got the new Star Trek coming out in May. That looks pretty cool.
Very excited
about that. Another J.J. Abrams creation.
Yeah. Guys just pumping out the movies. Angels and Demons. Just finished reading that a couple weeks ago. And after finishing that, I'm just super stoked to see this movie. I cannot believe that the story goes the way it does. I mean, I got halfway through the book, thought I had figured it out, got another 50 pages into it, takes another twist, try and think, okay, now this is going to be the ending. And then it gets to that point, and I was right, but then something else happens. And it's like just keeps going, and you're just thrown for so many loops. It was great. Definitely going to be a great movie.
Those of you that don't know, this is the precursor to Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
So, yeah. Terminator, Salvation.
Not looking forward to that.
Really?
Actually, yeah. I like Christian Bale a lot.
I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens.
It was the third one for me. Just kind of killed it, you know? It was this it was
apples
like
and
first
oranges,
one.
Sir. Apples
yeah,
and oranges.
But the first one was
horrible.
Yeah.
Second one was
phenomenal. Definitely. And then the third one, just another down, like, went back downhill, and I was just, So
well,
I'm not looking.
This one seems to have a different look to it.
Yeah.
So
I'm just,
I really don't know
I'll
what
wait
to think
see.
About it. All right.
That'll be one I'll wait to hear what people think. Harry Potter, finally coming out. Supposed to come out in November, but, you know, beginning of this year, or beginning of 08, they had the writer's strike that came out. And they couldn't get any movies out or set to release beginning of next summer. Warner Brothers couldn't do that. So they pushed back the release of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. So obviously same cast, they're going to do all that. So looking forward to that. Great book. Let's see. Oh, H2. Okay, this is, for those of you who don't know, Rob Zombie remade the classic 70s horror movie Halloween, and he is coming out with a sequel, which is, you know, just a remake of the second one. And I don't know, the remake, love Rob Zombie's work. Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses, were I liked them.
I personally do not. I like the new Halloween. That was great. But House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects just wasn't for me.
I'm a horror junkie.
Yeah. You are a horror junkie.
So, looking forward to that. That's going to be a good fall release. Saw. Again, you know, we talked about Saw 5. They kind of have been doing this thing now where it's like every Halloween they come out with a new Saw. So, Saw 6 coming out October, right around Halloween. Wes Anderson finally coming back. He came out with Darjeeling Limited a couple years ago and is coming back with his first animated film called The Fantastic Mr. Fox. And looks awesome. So, I just love Wes Anderson. Think he's awesome.
Rushmore, right?
Phenomenal movie.
Life Aquatic,
Steve Zissou, who I almost went as for Halloween, but couldn't put it together fast enough, so I ended up going as Fred Flintstone, and that was fun. And Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah,
was awesome.
Now, is the new Boondock Saints supposed to come out this year too, or is it being delayed till 2010?
You know, they wanted to release it this year, but I'm not sure how that's going. I mean, they just started like a couple months ago with the pre-production. Not even actual production.
I mean, it's still showing online as 09 release,
right?
But I guess I can change it any minute.
Yeah, they probably put that up 5 years ago when they wanted to start making it. So, yeah, that looks like about it for next year. Or for this year. Imaginarium, Dr. Parnassus, Terry Gilliam, another good guy. We watched Demolition Man last night, which was great.
This is
throwback.
Heath Ledger's last incomplete role.
Yeah. Yeah, so incomplete. They brought back, Johnny Depp and Jude Law, I want to say.
No, not Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and
Colin Farrell.
The three of them are playing, because the movie apparently follows this, like, time traveler or something like that. And so they're basically playing the same character, but in these different times or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure. But so the three of them are all doing that. Cool side note, the three of them obviously made millions because that's how much they charge to be in the movies. And when Heath Ledger passed away, his daughter had... He had not updated will, so his daughter had not been included. And since he never married Michelle something... I don't know, she's an actress too. His daughter was never included in the will, so they were worried that she wasn't going to get the money from all his income and stuff. So the three of them, Johnny Depp, Jude Law, Colin Farrell, all the money that they made, they gave to his daughter, which I thought was really cool.
Very cool.
Because obviously they're all very, very wealthy and they don't really need it, so. Yeah. Music news. I guess the only really thing I wanted to talk about was Queen coming out with their new CD, first CD in forever. Obviously, Freddie Mercury not in it because he's
dead.
But their CD, Cosmic something or other. Let's see. Was great. I thought it was really, really good. Looking forward to having them come here and tour. I don't know. Queen, if you're listening. Come over here. Come to LA.
Or to the apartment. Whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Brian May, you're awesome. I think you are very cool. And yeah. Yeah, you use a Dean. Okay, so he is the dean of this college. He got his PhD in like astrophysics or something crazy like that. And so now he's this dean of this college, and the previous dean was Tony Blair's wife. Kind of random. So, yeah, news.
Well, if you want to stick with the music. We went to some concerts last year, I went to concerts, I don't know how many you went to.
I went to a couple.
Alright, well, Three Doors Down, new album, came out last year, and that concert was awesome.
Amazing, that was a great concert.
It was.
Got a free 98.7 t-shirt for doing some sit-ups.
Which we may post the video, you know?
Did we have video? I have pictures.
I think there's a video on your camera if you check, sir.
Be on my computer. I'll just check. Right.
So. I saw John Mayer in July. That was phenomenal. One of the greatest guitar prodigies of our time. Yeah, that was great. And then saw Katy Perry at Six Flags. Thank you, Amanda.
Who else did we sing Six Flags? Dragged him just so we could say we went and saw Raven Simone.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about that.
From That's So Raven, she was having some concert, and it was just like, dude, it's free, let's just walk out.
And we saw literally walked 2 seconds and left. And left, yeah.
I went and saw Hanson, which was a throwback to elementary school.
Yeah.
Which was awesome, though. I mean, let me tell you. But I discovered a new level of loud, which is 300 girls in a 50 by 50 room screaming at the top of their lungs. Let me tell you.
That'll do it, yeah.
I left in pain. But it was awesome.
I mean, you would have left in pain anyway. It was a Hanson concert given, so.
Oh, no, that was too much fun. I had a great time. Oh, man. All right, so news last year.
News!
Again! Obama, obviously. That's kind of the talk of the town. Right now. We're going to have our first African-American. We got to be politically correct here. PC. First African-American president. In 10 days here, he gets inaugurated.
Yeah.
So they're already doing their crazy security stuff over there. Heard some stories. Yeah. Other news, economy. crap. That is, well, that's what it is. It's crap
it is,
right now.
Very much.
Lost my job. So, you know, not a big fan of the economy.
Yeah. I mean, my bank that I work at is seems to be one of the only ones still standing right now.
Yeah, seriously. Another big thing, I took a poli-sci class on Latin American governments last year, or last quarter. And so for us, like in that class, we were talking about how Fidel Castro officially resigned as leader of Cuba, turned over power to his brother. Was it back in February? I think even that was a long time ago. Yeah, so that was kind of big too. Other than that, nothing. Well, I don't know.
There's still stuff going on. Just
yeah. Oh, the Olympics.
The Olympics last year.
Yeah, there was a lot of protests over there, man. That was crazy with the Free Tibet. Yeah, I don't know. Was it last? Okay, was it last year that we got rid of Pluto?
Dude, that was a few years ago.
Okay, yeah.
It was like three or four, maybe.
Pluto is not a planet anymore. It's like a dwarf planet or something. Because it's like, it's the same size as its moon. They just orbit around each other. So
there's freeballing it up there in space.
Oh, yeah. So, well, okay, that happened a couple years ago then, I guess. TV.
TV!
Yeah, I'm going to bash on reality TV. I hate it, so...
As do I.
We're going to have a good section of TV, reality TV bashing, you know, that whole real world... I think they're still doing that.
Are they?
Yeah. Survivor got old after, like, four episodes of the first season.
Yeah, pretty much.
American Idol. I will give last year... was the first time I've actually watched a full episode.
The Beatles episode?
Yeah, they did
that,
a whole
that
episode.
Would be the only reason why I would watch American Idol, really.
Yeah.
It has brought us some great talent, I guess.
Ruben Studdard!
No.
Kelly Clarkson, though.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Carrie Underwood, she's hot. Yeah. So that's always a plus.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, not digging it.
Yeah. So it's starting its, like, eighth season or something now. Not looking forward to that. But I won't be watching it, so. But otherwise, Monday, so 2 days from now, we got the return of Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men. I don't know when Heroes starts, but I'm stoked for that. Oh, no, that's like in February. Because it's ended its season.
It ended its season, and now it's starting a new one. Yeah, all next week, all the shows return from their winter hiatus.
Yeah. Simpsons? The Simpsons and...
I'm not sure about Simpsons. Back. I haven't really been following that one too much.
21 seasons.
21 seasons. That's amazing.
But yeah, no, definitely looking forward to Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. And How I Met Your Mother. Definitely a step up from the first season.
Yes.
I enjoyed this one so much more.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother has been hit and miss here and there.
Yeah, their last episode was really good.
It was good, yes. Yeah. I loved the end note, the karaoke to Let's Go to the Mall. That was just a great shout out to all those people that have been sticking around since the second season.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men, I catch an episode here and there.
The last episode was awesome. Emilio Estevez was
yes.
on. For like 3 minutes.
That's the first time they've worked together in a long time.
Yeah. You had Wall Street. They did a movie like Beyond the Green Door or something. It was about these guys who made porno or something.
Sounds about right for Charlie Sheen, you know? Scrubs has just recently come back.
Cool.
Completing the series on ABC, a totally different network. Which is pretty cool.
So this is its last season.
They were going to finish last spring. However, the writer's strike kind of put a damper on that. So they ended with a half a season last spring. And then they decided to bring it back just for the spring and kill it off. Which I believe was a great choice now. Because they've kind of returned back to their original roots with the first and second season. It's not as out there. Zach Braff isn't as retarded as he has been in the past two seasons. It's a lot more down to earth and very heartfelt, but comedic at the same point. And Courtney Cox is on there as the new chief of medicine, so that's someone.
So who's okay? So chief of medicine, who did she take over?
She took over from Dr. Kelso, the old dude.
Cool.
He is gone. He retired at the end of the last season, I guess, quote unquote. What else we got? Office comes back. I'm a recently newfound fan of that show. I've never seen an episode until about 2 months ago, and I just fell in love with it. Got the first two seasons on DVD, and I'm trying to continue watching it on like TBS and whatnot. Just loving it even more and more the more episodes I see. What else? Smallville comes back.
That was kind of...
For those of you who don't know, I'm a huge DC comic nerd. Batman, Superman, all those cool guys.
More Superman. I'm Batman.
Grant is the Batman fellow here. But yes, I'm the Superman leader here. Smallville, one of the best seasons in a long time. Season 8.
Okay.
It's ridiculous how long it's been on TV. You can tell by the quality of some of the episodes the past couple seasons, but this season they really kicked it into high gear, bringing in some of the comic characters that some people do know, some don't, but it's been a great little shout out to all those that pay attention.
Green Arrow and stuff.
Green Arrow, he's been on for a couple seasons, but he's really developing into his own little part of the show, and Clark's really coming to his own, so, and hopefully soon we'll see a cape and some flight going on, so...
Spandex.
Woohoo.
Okay. Oh, new show Fringe. I think it's the best new show on TV. It's the only one I've really kind of picked up.
Yeah, I saw that one episode you showed me, and
Fringe
that's about
is amazing. It's kind of a throwback to X-Files minus the aliens. There's no extraterrestrial stuff. It's all
and there's a lot more comedy to it too. It's very lighthearted at some moments.
And that is another J.J. Abrams thing. He's
everywhere,
spreading himself everywhere. He just Lost and coming out with the Star Trek and did Cloverfield last year. Guys,
Mission
just,
Impossible 3
kind of
rejuvenated that franchise.
I will never be short on work.
Alias was
his
debut with television and everything. So.
Yeah.
So.
TV right now, we're sitting here watching the playoffs, football, NFL.
Sports!
We have the Cardinals playing the Panthers, and the Cardinals are destroying them. It's like 3-7. It's on commercial right now. Earlier in the day, we had the Ravens against the Titans. Which I thought was going to be the best game and ended up being a real defensive game. Really low scoring. I think the final was 13-10.
13-10.
On a final, like, under a minute left field goal by the Ravens. Unfortunately, not a big Ray Lewis fan.
It was a very sloppy win.
Yeah.
A lot of errors in this game.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I don't like Ray Lewis. Love Lendale White. Big SC fan, so I'm going to root for all those guys. Troy Polamalu over there in Pittsburgh. Liner at the Cardinals. I don't know. He's not really doing anything.
Speaking of
Palmer,
SC.
Palmer.
Yeah.
Doing his thing. So...
Yeah, speaking of SC, Rose Bowl last year.
Not last year. It was
or last.
This
year,
last
week. Let me get that right.
Which was awesome. Friend from high school and college, Caitlin Gill, had a couple extra tickets, so sold them to us. We went and tailgated with her for like an hour or so. I got a text message. It was phenomenal. You know, it's one of those like once in a lifetime deals, so it was super awesome.
Yeah, definitely seeing the underbelly of a B-2 stealth bomber flying overhead
was
a little eerie.
Yeah, I was so bummed that I didn't take video. I took a couple pictures that turned out pretty crappy. Yeah, it's like pretty far away.
Yeah,
took them. So, but that was great game. SC won.
had a great time, walked a lot. I think we probably walked about 5 miles that day.
Well, that was because we took a wrong turn on the way back. We're like, I think we're supposed to go back that way.
Yeah, that was bad news. On the way back, at least. The way there was really easy.
Like 15 minutes for a normal 30-minute walk?
Yeah, I mean, we got there quick. Walked from...
Yay for not using red lights.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Well, and we saved a ton of money. We walked from the train station. We parked in the train station in Pasadena.
Spent $250 or $225 on a ticket.
Yeah. And then took the train to Memorial Park. Walked from there to the Rose Bowl. Walked back. Took the train. I mean, it was... Saved a ton of money and time.
I didn't even buy a ticket for the way back. We just kind of walked on and blended in with the crowd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we took the wrong way. We went the wrong way on the train for one stop.
For one stop.
And we got off, and there were a bunch of cops checking tickets, but since we had gotten off, they didn't check ours. So we walked around to the other side to go the other way, and they didn't check our tickets because they had seen us get off. So got lucky there.
That we did.
Other games, we just had the championship yesterday, which was Florida against
Oklahoma. 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Thursday.
That's right, today's Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Lose a day.
Gators versus...
The Sooners.
Sooners.
Yeah, Bob Stoops. Cannot stand that guy. He is terrible.
Well, Gators won, so they did.
You go. I was happy. The first time I can honestly say I've ever rooted for any school from Florida. Growing up as an SC fan, not too big a fan of any school in Florida. Because you had Miami and Florida and Florida State, who for years were just kind of dominant. You'd see all three of them in the top 25. This year, Florida State, I don't know where they ended, but they were in the top 25 a couple times. Miami, just non-existent, really. Played in a bowl game, but didn't really do anything as far as I know.
So you're the sports guy, so I'm just going to let you ramble on as much as possible.
Well, okay, the big thing about this game was it was two Heisman Trophy winners playing against each other. Because you had Tim Tebow, won it last year as a sophomore, first sophomore to win it. And this year had Sam Bradford, I want to say, won sure. it this year. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool to see two Heisman Trophy winners playing against each other. Tebow, to this day, still one of my favorite players in college football. Amazing character guy. Born in the Philippines. Still goes back there, does mission work and stuff. So I respect him a lot for that. Yeah. So, but other playoffs, I am a huge Eagles fan. So let me tell you, a couple weeks ago, the last week of the season... Eagles were playing the Cowboys, and they needed three very, very unlikely things to happen in order for them to go to the playoffs. They needed Oakland to beat Tampa Bay, and they needed Houston to beat Chicago. And on top of that, they had to beat Dallas. All three of those things, Dallas obviously, beginning of the season, considered the front runner to win the Super Bowl. Everyone thought that they were going to go all the way. Didn't do much. T.O., not a big fan. but Oakland, obviously, hasn't had a great season. Fired their coach last year. New first season as with a new coach. Tampa Bay has done great all year. They needed to win this game to get the spot. Lost. Houston, doing all right. Nothing to write home about. Had to beat Chicago, who, again, if Chicago won, would go to the playoffs. They lost. Eagles, those were the morning games. Eagles played in the afternoon. Knew the outcomes of those games. Knew they had to beat the Cowboys. If they beat the Cowboys, they go to the playoffs. If they lose, Cowboys go. So, destroyed them. The final was like 44-6. Just complete domination. And then, so they go into the playoffs last week. They were definitely momentum favorites over Minnesota. And won. which was awesome. I was very excited about that. Wore my jersey, sat here and watched TV. It was awesome. And so I am super looking forward to tomorrow, interdivision rivals with New York Giants, which nice. Is going to be awesome. I am super stoked because I hate Eli Manning. I hope he listens to this and hears how much I don't like him. I think you're a whiny butt for, you know, all that crap you did with San Diego. They drafted Eli Manning. He cried and cried and cried and was like, no, I'm not going to play for San Diego. You guys are not a, you know, playoff caliber team. So they trade him to New York, and New York in that draft picks up Phillip Rivers, who obviously goes to San Diego. And this year, both in the playoffs, both in the same, you know, San Diego tomorrow plays the Steelers. Yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. I hope that Donovan McNabb and Brian Westbrook and Kevin Curtis and the bevy of players on that team. Brian Dawkins, 7 times he's gone to the Pro Bowl as a safety. I mean, he's just that whole team. I hope they just destroy the Giants. And odds in their favor. They played twice this because they're in the same division. They played twice this year. New York won in Philadelphia against Philadelphia, and Philadelphia went into New York and beat them there, which was later in the season. So I'm hoping because the Giants had the best record in the NFC, they have home field advantage. So Eagles are going into New York. So I'm hoping similar trend. Eagles destroy the Giants. So, yeah, that'd be the playoff roundup. And that's pretty much it. Don't really know what else there's to say.
Really, looking forward to baseball.
Yeah.
March, April, whatever that is.
Baseball's coming back. Big Dodger fan. Born in downtown L.A. Go Blue. NBA's going on right now, but not, you know, I don't really care about basketball. I get excited for March Madness because I make money. Usually get lucky. A couple years ago, picked Georgia Tech. Not a couple years ago. That was a while ago. But I picked Georgia Tech to go to the final game right at the beginning of the season, and they won. So it was really exciting. So yeah, looking forward to that. NASCAR starts.
Only you, dude. Only you.
I'm a redneck in that sense. I love NASCAR. Love going to the races. California Speedway. Super awesome time. Jimmy Johnson going for his 4th straight Nextel Cup championship. Won it last year in the last race. He had to get like 34th place. And he ended up coming in like 3rd. I mean, it was just one of his, you know, he's awesome. From where, you know, my whole family's from down in El Cajon in La Mesa, San Diego, and he is a El Cajon native, so pretty excited about that. But yeah, baseball coming back. Hopefully the Dodgers do well. I don't know what's going on with Manny. Hasn't signed anywhere as far as I know, so I'm bummed. Hope he signs. I don't know. Brad Penny is now a Yankee. Sucks. But I don't know. I can't do anything about it. I can just be pissed. I don't know. I'm going to do some research on the Consumer Electronics Show that's going on this week. Because I always get super excited about that. I had friends that went to it a few years ago. And it was awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be coming out technology-wise over the next year. So this is kind of where they all debut it.
Yeah.
Should be cool.
Definitely.
Well, this was our first podcast.
We just thought we'd throw a bunch of stuff together, just talk for, looks like about an hour here.
Yeah.
A little over an hour. Just to start talking. And hopefully any future podcast will have something to say.
Something really more organized, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe not as drawn out either.
Yeah. Well, this was, what was it, Noise?
Noise from the second floor.
Yeah, Noise from the Second Floor. And this is Grant and
William
signing out.